This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating an independent medical evaluation on a patient named David, last name T, as in Tom, E-L-L-E-Z. This read as follows. David Telez is a 63-year-old gentleman who's seen for independent medical evaluation in the specialty orthopedic surgery period. This gentleman comes with extensive outside medical records, which have been reviewed period. He describes an injury that he sustained while working overseas in 2017 time frame period. He had been working in Iraq with a contractor called K B as in boy R. The period at that time he describes a mid-back onset of pain when the vehicle he was traveling in hit a large pothole in the desert. period. The pain was significant for about a week, and then it continued to be having some residual discomfort after that period. New paragraph. An employer a work injury a statement describes another episode on March 11, 2020 period. At that time, he was working with a water truck and used a heavy hose period. He felt that he had some upper back pain. Also, at that time, he took ibuprofen for pain relief period. There was no loss of work period. New paragraph. There's no documentation of any shoulder injury period. New paragraph. Eventually, in 2021, he returned from overseas and was and had extensive medical care through the VA medical center. Period. A new paragraph. He did see an orthopedic surgeon at that time. Period. An MRI study of the left shoulder showed evidence of a chronic rotator cuff tear with some biceps correction with some mild degenerative changes. The period. The plan was to perform arthroscopic surgery of the left shoulder in June of 2022. Period. Period. However, he was noted to have had a silent a heart attack, and subsequently was noted to have significant congestive heart failure with a very decreased ejection fraction of only approximately 27%. Period. For this reason, he was not thought to be an operative candidate because of the serious cardiac issues. Period. New, your paragraph of social history, this gentleman is a smoker, period. And your paragraph, past medical history is significant for previous arthroscopic surgery of the left knee in 2002 with some residual mild pain, period. You also had a previous left ankle fracture, period. Social history, this gentleman is not presently working and has not worked since he returned in 2021 from his overseas work, period. New paragraph. new paragraph. His present complaints today involve some. His present complaints today involve mid-thoracic type back pain and some degree of left shoulder pain. Period. New paragraph. on examination today, this gentleman is moderately. Overweight at approximately 215 pounds, period. His gait is normal, period. on examination of both shoulders, there's full range motion of both shoulders, period. Rotator cuff strength is within normal limits on the left and right shoulder, period. There's no shoulder instability, period. There's no tenderness over the rotator cuff, period. There's no swelling, period. No evidence of shoulder instability, period. You perhaps on neurologic examination, gradient muscle strength testing is intact, period. sensation is intact, period. He has mild pain with side bending of the thoracic spine, period. He does have some subjective complaints of pain with light pressure over the subcutaneous tissue of the thoracic spine. That appears non-physiologic, period. There's no deformity, period. Grip strength is normal, period. Manual dexterity is normal, period. new paragraph. Job description is noted as an assistant truck driver and assistant laundry worker, period. This gentleman denies a prior history of back pain. Period. new paragraph. Questions to be resolved. number one. This gentleman's current diagnoses. Include congestive heart failure, chronic left shoulder rotator cuff tear, and thoracic spine degenerative spondylosis. Period. New paragraph number two. It is my opinion that this gentleman's work injury or environment has not played a role in aggravating, contributing, or accelerating his current symptoms. Period. There's no documentation in the record of any shoulder injury. Period. The upper back pain was all that was reported. Period. The type of injury that this gentleman had would have been a temporary thoracic minor thoracic sprain. that would have resolved on its own period. This gentleman has age-related, long-term moderate degenerative condition of the thoracic spine. Period. And new paragraph number three. This gentleman has reached maximum improvement with respect to his injuries. Period. New paragraph. Number four. Since this gentleman has reached maximum improvement with respect to his injuries, no further treatment options are needed. Period. New paragraph. Considering this gentleman's orthopedic conditions, only, comma, he could return to work as a civilian contractor in a war zone at this time without aggravating his accepted work injuries. Period. However, this gentleman has a serious cardiac condition with a congestive heart failure that precludes him from full-time employment in anything other than a sedentary capacity. Period. New paragraph number six, as stated above, this gentleman can work in a sedentary capacity. Period. This would be a permanent restriction. Period. This restriction, however, is not due to his injury. Period. New paragraph. I've reviewed the new number. I've reviewed the independent medical evaluation performed by Dr. Shadid, Shadid. Period. aspects of Dr. Shadid's report that I do not agree with. Period. Dr. Shadid concluded that this gentleman had evidence of malingering or intentional symptom exaggeration. Period. However, these findings are not agreed with. Period. The reason for these findings are not agreed with is because this examination was performed virtually, and it is my opinion that Dr. Shadid could not have determined that this gentleman was malingering without a careful physical examination. Period. New paragraph. Next number. I do have concerns with the format of Dr. Shadid's evaluation. Period. This concern is because the examination was not performed in person, as discussed above. Period. In addition, there appears to be a discrepancy between the length of time that Mr. Talese says the doctor spent with him of about 10 minutes face-to-face on the telemedicine visit as opposed to the 56 minutes that was recorded by Dr. Shadid. It is unclear which story is accurate with respect to this. Period. New paragraph. Thank you for this opportunity to perform this independent medical examination on this most pleasant gentleman. Sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, DOMAN, MD, dictating. Thank you.